With the Ragnano case, the Bushmen were being threatened with eviction by the government. And Survival has just released a document that was released in Botswana in one of the newspapers there, showing that the local council, the Hounsi District Council in Botswana, had indeed planned the eviction process. And it had planned to cut off the water supply to the borehole and had planned to cut off all of the amenities and all of the support system that was in place for the Ragnano Bushmen. They were planning to carry out these evictions in August, so that was planned to take place now. Survival released this report. Government officials responded to say that they had nothing to do with this eviction plan and that Hounsi District Council was planning on carrying out the evictions without their knowledge. And so they have now assured the public and the Bushmen that they will not be carrying out the forced evictions, which is success.
Why do you think there was this type of turn of events regarding the government?
Well, I think that the government was really put to shame when the Ragnano Bushmen won a court case against them. The court ruled that they couldn't be evicted forcibly without being consulted and without having access to their lawyer. And so it's illegal for the government to evict its own people from their own land. After releasing this report, which showed that the evictions were indeed planned to take place, which is a fact that was denied by the government in the first place, I think, again, the government was put to shame internationally and at home as well. A lot of the Botswana press were talking about this and saying, you know, our government is basically lying to us. And so it's just become very difficult for the government to carry out these evictions. They know that the world is watching.
Are the Ragnano Bushmen having peace at least at this point?
Not really. The evictions aren't taking place, which is a good sign, but they are suffering a lot. There's no access to water at the moment. Their borehole, I believe, broke down and they're waiting for that to be fixed. There is a lack of support from the government for other amenities, so they are struggling a lot there. And it's possible that the government will do to the Ragnano Bushmen what they've been doing in the CKDR, the Central Kalahari Game Reserve, with another group of Bushmen, where they basically just provide them with no services and make their lives as difficult as possible in order to try and force them out in a different way. So they're not going about the evictions anymore, but they may well make the lives of the Bushmen so difficult that they're not able to actually live in Ragnano anymore.
How firm are the Bushmen in actually staying on their ancestral land, or do you think they will get to a breaking point where they will actually move?
They're very strong and they're very adamant that they want to stay there. Of course, some families have in fact moved, but none of the families that were originally from Ragnano have moved. In the case of the Central Kalahari Game Reserve Bushmen, we've seen incredible resilience over decades. They've resisted all kinds of problems. They've been tortured, they've been beaten up, they've been bullied, they've been harassed, they've had their water borehole cut off, so they've survived in the Kalahari Game Reserve, which is basically a desert region for much of the year with no water, and they're just incredibly strong, resilient people who are absolutely adamant that they want to remain on their ancestral land. So I think that they will do all that they can in order to be able to stay there.